Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, retired, has said that Namsai has the capacity to become the vegetable basket of the Northeast states. The governor said this while reviewing the central and state government's sponsored developmental programs, projects and schemes of the district in the district secretariat Namsai today. Interacting with the district head of the departments and officers of district administration, the governor complimented them for the numerous developmental activities in the aspirational district. He urged them to maintain the tempo and focus on skill development and education. The governor emphasized on strengthening Anganwadi centers and suggested for advanced learning centers and mobile libraries to augment the education scenario in the district. Impressed by the accomplishment of the district in agriculture and its allied sectors, the governor asked the officials to encourage the agrarian community towards natural and multiple farming to ensure doubling their income. The governor underscored that if the administration is effective, it will make huge impact in the developmental progress of the state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that in a state like Arunachal Pradesh with numerous tribes and sub-tribes, the need for mutual understanding and cooperation is greater than ever before. Mr. Khandu, while attending the Adi Apatani Summit 2025 at Pasighat in East Siang District yesterday, assured that the state government is committed to support initiatives that promote communal harmony, peace and the preservation of the state's rich cultural heritage. He said that this joint summit of the Adi tribe and the Apatani tribe showcases the unity, understanding and a commitment to preserving the age-old fabric of communal harmony that has long been the cornerstone of Arunachal Pradesh's rich cultural mosaic. On the occasion, a joint declaration was signed between Hadi Bane Kebang and Thani Supun Dukun, the apex body of the Adi and Apatani communities. Mr. Khandu hailed the initiative and said that with the historic joint declaration, both the communities have reaffirmed their commitment to peace, unity and the continued well-being of their people. Member of Parliament Tapir Gao inaugurated the much-awaited RCC bridge over River Poglek Korong at Pasighat today. Speaking on the occasion, Gao dedicated the bridge to the people of the area and hoped that the communication bottleneck faced by the people, particularly during monsoon season, will now be a thing of the past and boost the socio-economic development of the region and will also help in tapping the tourism and agri-horticultural potentials. The construction of the RCC bridge has been funded under the central NLCPR scheme. A team from National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports achieved a significant milestone by completing the Arunachal Pradesh leg of the historic Brahmaputra River Rafting Expedition today. Out of the audacious 916-kilometer journey planned, the team successfully navigated 240 kilometers of the river, rafting through one of the most dangerous stretches in the world. This section from Geling, the first Indian village where the river enters India, to Tuting is renowned for its grade 4 and 5 rapids. Notably, this expedition also marks the first attempt to raft the entire Brahmaputra stretch spanning Arunachal Pradesh and Assam. In response to the achievement, Director Nimas, Colonel R.S. Jamwal, expressed gratitude for the support from local authorities and communities. The team's resilience through the life-threatening rapids of Siang reflects the true spirit of Nemas, he said. The valedictory function of a one-day skilled development training on soap-making was held at Hope Foundation Conference Hall, Deomali, today. Speaking on the occasion, Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women Chairperson Kenjum Pakam encouraged the participants to take advantage of such training and use it instead of staying idly. One can learn and teach other family members to start from a small business, Pakam said. A total of 50 participants benefited from the training. The 12th Battalion of the National Disaster Response Force initiated a 15-day familiarization exercise in Yingkiong today. The exercise was designed for students and teachers, focusing on building awareness and imparting essential disaster management skill. The NDRF team elaborated on disaster scenarios such as earthquake, flood and fire incident and how to respond effectively. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.